Today's passage is Malachi 3, verses 1 through 4. See, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord as in days gone by, as in former years.
There's no question that things happen in the midst of our lives that we don't expect. There's no question that sometimes things happen and they happen to prepare us for something in the future. And sometimes we're not aware of why that happens the way it happens. And sometimes it can be an incredibly hard thing. And more than anything else, we wish it hadn't happened. If there's anything that I've learned walking with God, is sometimes it gets pretty tough. I wish I could say that it was always easy to walk with God. But it's not. Because you see, sometimes God has to bring things to us that we need to work on, that we need to change, that we need to allow the Holy Spirit to touch us and transform us. You see, I've told folks sometimes, if you don't like change, then you shouldn't be a Christian. Because once you come to Jesus Christ, and once God has justified you with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, there's a process called sanctification. And that process of sanctification is an ongoing, growing process that continues from the time that we come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior until the moment when we die. And through that whole process, we should be changing. So if you don't like change, then you don't like Christianity. Because Christianity is about changing us to look more like Jesus Christ every day. Not every week, but every day. It's a process and it's an ongoing thing. And you see, sometimes God sends a messenger to prepare God's people for living in the fullness of the kingdom. Malachi says there's a messenger that comes. And there's a messenger that comes to prepare the people. As much as I would like it someday, I probably will never get a chance to meet the Queen of England. Never get a chance. I can tell you my grandfather got a chance. You see, for the 350th anniversary of Jamestown, my grandfather played Captain John Smith and came in on the ships. And one of the things that our family has is pictures of him with Vice President Nixon, and with the Queen of England and Prince Charles. For you see, he got to give a speech as Captain John Smith that day, dressed in costume, with the queen sitting right behind him. Now, I can tell you this, if I had the opportunity to meet the queen and spend some time with the queen, I would surely hope that somebody would prepare me on how to do that right. Because whether you know it or not, the queen has this wonderful signal to her people that are her bodyguards. Do you notice that she always carries a purse, no matter where she goes? If that purse moves from one arm to the other, it means that she's done, get me out of here. And I would hate to come into her presence and meet her and watch her change her purse from one arm to the other because I said ain't or some other ungood English thing. Okay? I've had an English friend that told me I massacre the English language at time. He asked me one day, he said, how are you doing? And I said, I'm doing good. And he told me the queen would not like the way you speak English. And I said, Richard, she's not my queen. And he instructed me that you're supposed to say doing well, not doing good. Doing well is proper English. Doing good will just about kill any English teacher. You see, I hope somebody would prepare me. And you see, God has prepared a messenger to come into the midst of our lives to prepare us, that we might live fully in the kingdom. People who don't understand what a kingdom is. People who live under a different form of government. And that messenger, I believe, this passage can also be used this way. This messenger, the Holy Spirit, comes as a refiner's fire or launderer's soap to purify our lives. A refiner's fire or launderer's soap. I hope you realize that when they dig any kind of ore out of the ground, it's not useful when it comes out of the ground. Whether it's gold or silver or tin or aluminum, whatever metal it might be, it's not useful when it comes out of the ground. It has to be purified. How do they purify it? By heating it up a great deal. By heating it up a great deal to cause, in one way, some of the impurities to settle out and some to come to the top to be scooped off. The old story goes, someone asked a refiner and one who worked with silver work, how do you know when it's pure? And the refiner says that when I can look in the surface of the metal and see my reflection, it is pure. When God can look into the midst of our lives and see God's reflection, we have become pure. It's a process. What's the first thing that happens to me when something happens that I don't like? I get disturbed by it. I get angry by it. I get upset by it. Should I? Now, some of you will probably tell me, well, yeah, it's justified. I didn't ask you if it was justified. I asked you, should I? If I truly believe that God has my best concern at heart, should it upset me? If I truly believe that God wants to walk with me in a way to make me look more like Jesus Christ, to act more like Jesus Christ, and to do more like Jesus Christ, should it really upset my apple cart? Not really, right? If I believe that God has my best interest in heart and God only wants the best for me, then when an interruption comes that I consider something that's just not right, shouldn't I be able to see God working in the midst of that? to bring me to a place where I can be better equipped to live in the kingdom of God? For you see, all of us have areas of our lives which need purification so that we can better reflect the image of Christ. How would Jesus Christ answer the fifth telemarketer's phone call on a Monday night at supper time? Would Jesus Christ answer it with anger? I think in some ways Jesus would find that as an opportunity to talk to someone and to share about the kingdom of God. Yes, it's irritating. Yes, when things don't go the way we want, we can get upset about it. But how might it be God preparing us for something, whether it's something that God has done or something that God has allowed? I do not believe that God is the cause of every bad thing that happens in our lives. I do not believe that. But I do believe that sometimes God allows it to happen so that we can be purified, so that we can have a right attitude and a right heart about how we live, and so that we can interact with this world in a deeper way as Jesus Christ would. I know somebody's going to come to me after the sermon and tell me, well, Jesus Christ overturned the money changers' tables. Looks pretty much like anger to me. But Scripture also says that Jesus Christ didn't sin. Could I overturn the money changers' tables without sinning? Probably not. Folks, we need to be purified. It's not an easy thing, and it's not something we like. I heard somebody say recently, if no one has come to you and told you that there's something that needs to be changed about your Christian life lately, then maybe you're not living the way God asks you to live. Because all of us have things that need to be purified. All of us have things that need to be changed. For me, part of that is actually sitting down and spending time with just the Scriptures and allowing the Holy Spirit to teach me about what these Scriptures say. And in this Scripture, it says a messenger is going to come. One is going to come, then it's going to be tough. You see, we need to be at the place where we're allowing your life to be open to God, allowing your life to be open to God may be painful at times as God seeks to refine and purify us. It's going to happen. It's going to be painful because sometimes there's things I don't want to change. If nothing else, sometimes there's things I don't want to forgive somebody for something they've done to me. I don't want to let go of it. I've spent 33 years trying to let go of one thing, and I find it much easier not to even talk about it than try to work to let go of it. I'm not very fond of photographers. Not very fond of them. You want to know why? Because the photographer at our wedding 33 years ago kept us so busy, I didn't get any of the seafood that was at the buffet. It was all gone by the time the photographer was done with us. All the shrimp was gone. All the crab was gone. I love seafood. I grew up on seafood. We didn't, in my house, we didn't have a holiday when I was growing up that you didn't have seafood. Yes, we had turkey and ham. but you also had seafood because it was right there and it was cheap. It's not as expensive as it is here. Is it right for me to still be upset with photographers? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You see, folks, sometimes there's things that need to be purified in us, some things that need to go away so that we can grow and reflect Jesus Christ in this world. You see, if we go out in the midst of this world and we act just like everybody else does in the world, how will they ever know what Jesus Christ is like? How will they ever know that? If we don't look any different than them, we should stand out. People should notice us. People should say that something's different about them. They have a peace and a comfort that I don't see in other people. I've watched terrible things happen to them, and they see it as a time to purify and allow God to help them and walk with them. Not as a time to get disgusted and walk away from God. And if sometimes you have a hard time with that, I just would encourage you to really take some time to read the book of Job. Because I have a hard time with the book of Job. Because they're having a meeting in heaven and Satan shows up in heaven. And God says, what have you been doing? Oh, I've been walking around the earth trying to find people to bug. And God says, really? Have you tried my servant Job? And God allows Satan to go bug Job. They have a second meeting in heaven. Satan, where you been? Oh, I've been bugging your servant Job, but it hasn't done any good. He's still following you. Well, you know what, Satan? You can do everything but take his life now. And back Satan goes to bother Job. Job does get angry. Job does get mad. Job even curses the day that he was born. But as he speaks about how he feels and what's going on in his life, it's this refiner's fire. It's this fire that's working on him and guiding him and directing him ever closer to God. So that when he gets to the end of the book, God says to Job's friends, you need to have Job pray for you. You need to have him pray for you specifically so that I continue to allow you to live. Job was a righteous man. Went through a tough time. I'll let you go and read the tough time that he went through if you don't know it. But basically, he lost everything but his wife. Everything. And it was a time of purifying for Job. It was a time of making him ready. So, folks, I want to let you know that there's going to be a hard time if you walk with God. Some of it will be because people don't like you, but some of it will be because the Holy Spirit is working in your heart, preparing you to be part of the kingdom. So I want to ask you this. Do you spend time in spiritual reflection, allowing God to show you what must burn or wash away? Do you spend time in spiritual reflection, allowing God to show you what must burn or wash away? Because all of us have those things. All of us do. And it doesn't matter how long you've walked with God, there's still something that God's working on in you to burn up or to wash away. Are you paying attention as God speaks to you so that you can allow this process to happen? Let's pray. Lord, sometimes we read your scriptures and we kind of wish that there were things that were not written there. We want to hear about all the good things you're going to bring to us. We want to hear about all the joy and excitement that you're going to bring. And yet we read a scripture like this and it says a messenger will come to burn things away and to wash things away in our lives, to prepare us so that we can make right offerings. A tough scripture. But Lord, help us to hear what you're saying. Help us to allow this process to happen, so that when we go out in the midst of this world, people will look. And people will say, they're so different because they believe in God and have come to trust Jesus Christ. And I must find out what that means and how I can have the same. So Lord, please guide us and help us that we might be transparent enough and vulnerable enough in the midst of this world to allow people to see how you're purifying us, to bring us ever closer to your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.